Right. And I said, you know, if it forms or doesn't form, it doesn't really matter at this point because we're only talking a few tenths of a degree. If it's technically one or not, the atmosphere is kind of treating, acting like there's a weak, very weak La Nina in the air. I just said weak La Nina, summers that follow that tend to be dry. Years that have a negative Pacific Decadal Oscillation tend to be dry. We have both of those going on right now. And so those are two of the more major of multiple things that control our weather that would lean towards that way. I said, I just think 2025, like many of the past years, not every single spot, but I think more areas than that will be drier than average. But, again, the average is skewed now. Yeah. And so being 2 inches below average now was average 5 years ago because they changed the averages. And so I still think the rain in November was good. It soaked into the soil. It came before the ground was frozen. So if we're dry, we have a really good start. And especially, again, it's prairie grains. So if you get your crop grains in, whatever it is, in April, we have soil moisture. Get a couple good rains. Even if we're below average, we're going to do well. And if we're below average, we get more sunshine. And more sunshine means better photosynthesis, better crop yields. Yeah. So being below average isn't necessarily a bad thing.